Amen.
Well, praise God this morning that we've been redeemed.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Redeemed from sin and from the dregs of the world and all that Satan would have us to have. But God has redeemed us, and he's called us by his grace and his mercy into this wonderful body of Christ. And I'm so thankful for each one of you. I look around and feel woefully inadequate this morning, in all transparency. But I look around and see each one, and as one of the young folks told me earlier this week, they said, I was watching a history tape, and you've been going at it for a long time. So, and that is true, but I am thankful for that.
Yeah,
we sing the song, the hand of God in all my life I see.
Yeah.
And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me. And so,
amen.
Certainly see the hand of God in my life. And God provides, Sister Richa, he provides. So thankful for that. I stand on, we stand on the strength and mercy of God. For without God, what are we? We are poor and lost and wretched and naked and blind and miserable and all the words that the scripture uses to describe us. That's who we are without God. We're of nothing and less than nothing. Well, I'll try to be brief this morning. Y'all know I cry, so y'all forgive me for that. Thank you, Brother Donnie. I appreciate that. I probably mentioned it before, but I appreciate it. This salvation and this, I heard a preacher say not long ago that he thought it was a sin to make the gospel boring. Well, we don't have that problem here, do we?
No.
I'm thankful for that. God has done so much for me that I feel like traveling on.
Yes.
The song we sang yesterday. The Lord has been so good to me. I can't count his blessings, but he has provided. So, reading from the first chapter of the book of 2 Peter, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Amen.
Sister Kay, it refers to there, doesn't even call him God. It says his divine power. That's why it refers to him. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I believe from the bottom core of my heart that God has given you everything you need to be sanctified.
Amen.
Now, that is not the message of Satan.
No.
In fact, it's in diametrical opposed to the message of Satan. Satan would tell us that we're woefully inadequate.
Yeah.
And we are. And we are. But God has provided and will provide everything we need. And okay. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue.
Yes.
That's where God has called us to.
That's right.
Whereby are given unto us.
Yes.
First it says that he's given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He goes on to say, are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. The scripture is full of the promises of God of what he can do for us. That by these ye might be partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Yes.
That's what's given to us.
Right.
So it doesn't matter your background.
No.
Yeah.
When you come to God, the scripture is universal.
Yeah.
It applies to everybody.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you've been through.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the advantages that you've been given
right.
or haven't been given.
Yeah.
The world's full of people that have or disadvantaged in all sorts of ways. But the gospel of God applies to everyone. It doesn't leave anyone out. And so don't let Satan tell you that because you didn't have this or you didn't have that or whatever it is, or I don't have the courage, or I'm not like you people. Well, let me tell you, none of us were like us either before we found God. But God has given you everything you need to be sanctified. To live sanctified, to walk sanctified, and to go through everything that comes up in life.
Yes.
Everything we need, He has provided. We sang a song last night, From the Snares of Sinful Pleasure.
Yes.
Here my feet are always free.
Right.
Though the way may be called narrow, it's wide enough for me.
Amen.
It was wide enough for Daniel and for David in his day, and I'm glad that I can follow in the good old-fashioned way. Somebody read the verse in the book of Isaiah, Hast thou not known?
Yeah.
You want to think about maybe I've got some reason to not go, or I've got some reason to falter or stumble, or I've got some hardship on me. Hast thou not known?
Yeah.
Haven't you heard?
Yeah.
Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not?
Yeah.
Neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
Right.
He understands every little thing you're going through. Everything you're going through, God understands. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength.
Right.
Even the youth. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's the promise. That's the promise of God from the scriptures that he's given to us, is that we've got everything that we need.
Yes.
All right, let me back up here in the first book of Peter. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. None of what we do in the work of God is of ourselves.
That's right.
None of what we do in the work of God is for ourselves. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant.
Yes.
For your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And Brother Brian, hell is real. And he is trying to destroy your spiritual life. And with that is everything else, because everything that we stand on is in our spiritual life. The adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist? Steadfast in the faith.
Right.
That it, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother than that are in the world. But, don't you always love when scripture says that word? Use that word.
Yeah.
But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus.
Right.
After that ye have suffered for a while.
Yes.
Make you perfect.
Yep.
Establish.
Yes.
Strengthen.
Yes.
Settle you.
Amen.
But that scripture says after that you have suffered a while. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought that God had provided everything. Well, he has. He has given us all we need. And suffering is also what we need. And that's a lesson that I didn't understand when I first got sanctified. Because I thought that I would get sanctified and everything would be wonderful. And it was. And it is. And it is. And yet there's suffering. Because God knew that I needed suffering in my life to face the challenges. You know, we read the scripture about David. And, you know, you read the scripture of David and Goliath. We teach it in Bible school. We teach it to our children. And that's a wonderful story. But it didn't start there at Goliath. We know that when David went to fight Goliath, that he said, well, I fought a lion, and lion came up, and I grabbed him. All these things that David went through prepared him to fight Goliath, because he knew, God knew there was going to be a Goliath in his life. And so he gives us suffering as well. And that is a part of him shaping us into the image of his son. All right, so the book of James that Brother Daniel was just in the first chapter, it says, my brethren, count it all joy.
Yeah, joy.
How about that?
Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Yes.
Wanting nothing.
Right.
If you let patience have her perfect work, then you will be wanting nothing.
Probably some of y'all know that Gary and I do a lot of road riding a bicycle. And we do long miles, crazy, insane miles. And they call it endurance, right? And the definition of endure that Gary gave me a while ago is the will to continue against the mounting desire to quit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. On this spiritual walk that we are in, it's going to require some endurance.
That's right.
Because you have to have the will to continue against the mounting desire to quit. So I'm in Virginia Beach, and we're a huge Navy town. I didn't know I was going to get into this, but it's a huge, I'll be very brief on this, but it's a huge Navy town. And so I ride with a bunch of Navy SEALs, and some of them are retired Navy SEALs. And in my talks to them, because it's fascinating to me what they do, but in their training, when they train these Navy SEALs, they are not training those SEALs for the biggest or the strongest or the fastest.
No.
That's not what they're training for. In fact, if you, all the guys that I ride with are rather ordinary. They're pretty average height and they're pretty average weight and they're pretty average. What they're training for is for endurance of the mind.
Yeah.
And so when they're in that training, they're screaming at those guys, "You want to quit?" Like they're trying to get them to quit, basically, because they want the person who's going to quit early to not be in the program, right? And they're just trying, "Oh, I got a hot meal waiting for you, got a hot shower, you can quit. You can quit at any time." They're trying. That's kind of what Satan does in our spiritual life.
Yeah,
he comes along and says, "Well, isn't it a little difficult? You're going through some stuff that's a little difficult, and don't you want to quit? You can come over here and have a nice big meal, and you can relax and take it easy." That's what Satan's trying to do. But it's going to require a little bit of endurance. And it require. I feel like that after we get to a certain point, we can maybe begin to understand that the trials and the sufferings and the things that are in your life that are very, I don't mean to diminish those things. They're extremely real. Deanna and I have had a really tough year this year. Times when I felt like it was all I could do to breathe. You understand? Some of y'all have been there. You understand? And you hit your knees. I understand. You go through those things. I don't mean to diminish those things, but those things are important in the service of God.
Yeah.
They're shaping us into the image of His Son.
That's right.
Brother Jeff said that God gave suffering to His own Son. That's the path that He chose.
Yeah.
And so that is our path as well. I hate to tell these young people, but suffering is in your path.
Amen.
It's coming.
That's right.
If you haven't experienced it yet, you will. But God is faithful. Through the suffering, God is faithful. And the scriptures talk of so many times, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. In the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, oh, give me just a second. He says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access during the sufferings." You have access to the power of God.
Yes.
You have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Yes.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. That ain't so easy to do. And in the middle of it, I confess to you, I don't do a lot of glorying in the middle of it. It's just hard to do. But we glory in tribulations knowing, let's say that we've removed from the tribulation just a space, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience.
Yes.
We've been going at it for a while.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's the experience. And experience, hope.
Hope,
which hope we have is an anchor of the soul.
That's right.
Both sure and steadfast. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength.
Yeah. What happened?
Haven't you found yourself in that place?
Yeah.
When we were yet without strength in due time,
Christ died for the ungodly. All right, moving on to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And he said unto me, and this, though I should be exalted above measure, Apostle Paul said, through the abundance of the revelation, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me.
Yeah.
I would dare say that we have people here in this room, plenty of them have felt that way. A messenger of Satan, you feel like Satan's hitting you on all sides.
Yeah.
Lest I should be exalted above measure for this thing, the Apostle Paul said, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me.
Yes.
And he didn't.
No, he didn't take it away.
Didn't take it away. This is the Apostle Paul in the scriptures that we have record of 2,000 years later. Mm-hmm. God didn't take it away. You've been going through something, you've fallen on your knees, you beg God to take it away. Has that happened to you? Lord, surely I can't deal with this. I can't handle it. You need to take it away. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Apostle Paul goes on to say, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure, God help us, in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions.
Yeah.
People been bad to you. People said something mean to you.
That's true.
People act all kinds of ways. Maybe they meant it, maybe they didn't. Maybe they did mean it.
Yeah.
Maybe they meant to hurt you.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? That's right. Yeah. In persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak.
Then
I'm strong because it's not us. It's God that does it. All right, so back to the book of 1 Peter. God is sufficient.
Yes, he is. Meets the needs.
Whatever we need, he provides. Beloved, think it not strange. Let me tell you something. The way to heaven is not for what I call victimization. We got a whole lot of victimization in the world.
Very true.
And the world will tell you that, in fact, the world will get offended for you in case you weren't offended enough. For people that, you know. Anyway, that's the message of the world. That is not the message of the scriptures. That is not the message of the scriptures.
Oh, Lord help.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. Fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. I think the biggest lie of the devil is to tell you that what you're going through, nobody else is going through.
Yeah,
he's told all of us that.
Yeah,
nobody understands what I'm going through.
Lord help.
That's a lie of Satan.
Yes, it is.
Christ was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin.
That's right.
Everything you've gone through, Christ has gone through, and even the death of the cross.
Right.
Wherefore also God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And that's the answer for us. Because when you endure, Christ gives you a name that's above every name.
That's right.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. But he gives us an entrance into heaven.
That's right.
After that ye have suffered a while. Make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. All right. Some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding glory. For if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon of you. And on their part he is evil spoken on, but on your part he is glorified. He goes on to say, let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters.
Yeah. Lord help.
Folks, we got enough heartache on our own. We don't need to take anyone else's heartache
or get into anybody else's business. We can do, it's all we can do to get to heaven by ourselves.
Yeah.
With our own little family, with our own self. So let's not do that. Let's lift each other up.
Amen.
Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf.
Amen.
In the book of Colossians, I won't turn over there and take the time to read that, but he says, he talks about, I rejoice in my sufferings for you. That's the other thing that I want to touch on. And I the scripture, there's a scripture, I don't know where it's found now. One of y'all could probably tell me. But he talks about that God has comforted us with all the comfort that we need. That,
1 Corinthians.
There you go. Thank you, Sister Becky. It's good to have backup, isn't it? All right. We'll find it this morning. Is it the first or the second?
It might be second.
What'd y'all decide? Blessed, it is the second. Hey. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort.
Yes. Yes.
Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God.
Yeah.
The sufferings that you're going through are not just for you.
That's right.
But they are for me.
The body.
And they are for the body of Christ.
Yes.
They are for each other. How many times have you been going through something in your life and you have a brother or sister come up to you and say, I was going through the same thing?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, let me tell you. And, it just takes a burden off. Now, I'll say this. That doesn't always happen either. You may be going through something that's so private that you don't care to share it with anybody. But the God of all comfort understands. So wherever you are, God understands. The scripture in Romans in the 8th chapter said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yeah.
And if children, then heirs.
Yes.
How about that? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
That's right.
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together.
Yeah.
I love this verse. Yeah. For I reckon, I just like that phraseology, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, whatever you're going through, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us.
Right. I do reckon.
Praise God. Whatever you're going through, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, that we have a building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That is our eternal reward. So I want to tell you to endure. The scripture in Psalm says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. People persecuting you, you going through things, they're whatever the world is doing. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Right.
Anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. I heard someone say that shadow that's around you all the time, they named it goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the promise of the scriptures.
That's
whatever
right.
It is that you're going through, that's the promise of the scriptures.
Yeah.
And it also says in the book of James, behold, we count them happy which endure. So I want to tell you that if you endure, that there's happiness found at the end of the enduring.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the middle of the enduring, but at the end of the enduring, there's happiness. I just want to tell you to endure. We sang the song earlier this week, and I so loved it. While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here, I'll understand. So maybe we don't understand it now, but we will understand. And we sang that song yesterday in altar service, Sweet Hour of Prayer. May I thy consolation bear. Till from Mount Pisgah's lofty heights.
Yeah.
Y'all know what that's talking about, right? When Moses was carried up to the top of Mount Pisgah,
the Lord showed him the promised land, and he could see it spread out till from Mount Pisgah's lofty heights, I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh, we're all going to drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize.
Amen.
And shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Amen. So in summary, I want to tell you that God has provided everything we need.
Yes.
Amen.
And after he provides everything we need, we're going to have to suffer.
Right.
And after we've suffered, and during what we're suffering, we're going to have to endure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when we endure,
amen.
When we endure, there is a crown of life
amen.
That awaits for all of us.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you to endure.
Amen.
To endure.
Right.
Whatever it is you're going through.
Whatever it is
you're going through. Yeah. I don't know what you're going through. Brother Daniel said he wasn't been here and don't know. Let me tell you something. We don't know. We don't know each other. We don't know what you're going through. I don't know your battles. We know some of them, but we don't know just the tip of the iceberg of what you're going through. But God is faithful.
Yeah. Yeah.
God has provided all that we need.
Yeah. Right.
And so I would, go to the scriptures.
Amen.
Go on your knees in prayer.
Amen.
Give it all to God.
Yeah.
And struggle through.
Yeah.
Make it to tomorrow. Sometimes make it to the next hour.
Yeah.
Make it through. God is faithful.
Yeah.
He's still faithful.
Yeah.
Make it through the next day. Pick it up. Make it through. Because when we endure, there is a crown of life at the end of the way. And so I want to tell you this morning, we're all going together.
That's right.
We're all struggling together.
Right.
And don't let Satan tell you that you can't have this because these people are whatever way you think in your mind we are.
No.
Whatever way it is. I don't care. God has provided all that you need to be sanctified.
Yeah, that's right.
So let me tell you something. You're either going to have to endure. This is not... The world seems to be full of people saying, come follow God and everything's wonderful. And that's simply not the case. In fact, I want to invite you today to be soldiers, to gird on the armor, to endure the things that life has in front of you. This is not something that come this way. This requires men and women of God that have grit and endurance and perseverance and the ability to go through. That's what it's going to require. We're not asking you to do something that's easy. It's easier to live in sin.
It's true.
In the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment.
Lord help.
Now, long-term, sin is destructive, and you'll end up tired and sick and miserable and blind and naked and all of those things that the Scripture tells us.
Yeah.
But in the moment, you can say, well, I don't have to serve God because this is easy. I'm going this way. I got enough money in the bank. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
But the end is destruction.
That's right.
Sister Diane, when you was talking the other day, I said the bridge is out.
Yes.
It's out. There's a wreck ahead of you if you don't get sanctified.
Yes.
So we're asking you this morning to put on the armor, to gird yourself.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that you're strong enough. You are, despite what Satan would tell you. You're good enough. You've got everything you need. God has provided.
Yes.
We step out on the faith of God and come serve God with us. Join the Savior's army and fight with him each day. Wrong can never conquer when he leads the way. So we're going to go to prayer. Come join the army with us. Let us all stand.
Lord bless.